Now we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Like I said, it was a pretty good end of the week for stocks and bonds. They both rallied Friday as the December jobs report showed that inflation may be cooling off. What do I mean? Because you got to really read through that one. The December non-farm payrolls came out Friday. And according to the numbers, we added 223 jobs in December. Okay, that's a little better than expected. The unemployment number, still pretty low, 50-year low at 3.5%. So those two numbers in themselves wouldn't cause the rally we saw yesterday. So what was it? What did it? Well, it was wage growth. Believe it or not, it was wage growth. Wage growth grew by 0.3% instead of, wait for it, 0.4%. Unbelievable. So that is showing that the first major indicator of the jobs market is starting to roll over a little bit. And because it was a little bit of positive news, the market and the bond market went a little crazy. Isn't that interesting? Yeah, so stocks broadly rallied. It was led by the growth tech sectors. In fact, all 11 sectors were solidly higher by a little over 2% if you look across the indexes. And the dollar index dropped, while the 2 versus 10-year treasury, which we keep looking at, fell a little bit. So all in all, it was a pretty good day for the market. We saw the Dow up 1.5% for the week, the S&P 500 up 1.4% for the week, NASDAQ finally getting back something, up 1% for the week. Bonds were where the activity was up 2.2%. Think about that. So bonds blew everything away, up 2.2% for the week. Oil was down 8.1%, closed at $73.76 a barrel. And we just need to see what's going to happen. So for 2023, I got a good question over the break, which was, hey, Mr. Sandman, thank you for your explanation of growth versus value. For those of you who missed the last segment where I talked about that, you can go back and listen to our podcast, Protect Your Assets, anywhere you get your podcast. Look for the market segments. Got a headshot of me. I'm a little more grayer now, but anyway, it's got the headshot of me, and you will see, and you'll hear me talk about growth versus value. But this question this week was like, thank you for that explanation. However, I'd like a little more technical background, please. So for Sandy, here you go. The 2023 technical outlook for growth versus value. One of the most powerful trends in the equity markets in 2022 was the outperformance of value over growth stocks. You've heard me talk about this a lot. But here are the numbers. As the former ended the year down a modest 2.04%, growth dropped, get this, 33.13% last year. So that's a pretty stark contrast if you think about it. The fundamental outlook for those two investment styles I went over last week, and I was pointing out that the macroeconomic environment for tech, consumer discretionary, and communication services is not too good right now. And I said that because of the cautious outlook I have for 2023, given the fact we still have higher rates than normal. We really don't have normal economic growth yet, and we need some more geopolitical calm. So that brings me to technical analysis, charts, numbers. What are they saying right now? So the technical take between growth and value is the following. When I look at the charts, the first notable divergence between the two sectors is that value stocks. Now I'm basing this on the Vanguard Value ETF, not mutual fund, ETF symbol VTV. And of course, if you're ever going to buy any of these things, you got to read the prospectus and make sure you understand everything before you do it. Good disclaimer. Thank you. Rallied to 8-month highs in early December before pulling back modestly to end 2022 more than 13% off the year low. Growth stocks, based on the Vanguard Growth ETF, VUG. Again, same disclaimer I just said about 5 seconds ago. Closed at a new low for the year on December 28th and ended the year just over 2% off the 2022 low. So technically speaking, the recently established multi-month high in VTV and fresh 52-week low in VUG offer confirmation of the current uptrend in value and downtrend in growth. Looking at the relative strength of value and growth styles individually against the S&P 500, if you chart those two against each other, you will see more evidence that both the uptrend in value and the downtrend in growth remain very much intact right now, as neither has shown any signs of losing any momentum. So since relative strength is simply plotting the price action of one asset against another, over a given time frame, the rising relative strength line of VTV shows outperformance of value in the S&P 500 and declining relative strength of VUG shows that growth probably will underperform this particular year. So we just have to see. Because again, the charts are showing one thing, the data's showing very similar things. And so since markets are discounting mechanisms, any signs of a reversal in this dominance of value over growth could be a signal that fundamental are starting to change. And so as such, we're going to remain focused on both the outright price action of these two indexes, as well as the strength of the labor market going forward. So those are the things you need to be looking out for in 2023. Where are the bottoms here, Sandman? Give me some information. All right. Well, you know, I like to look at the S&P 500. And if you look at the market, we got up to 3905 yesterday. Didn't close that high, but got up there towards the end of the day with some pretty good volume. So the resistance level, we need to see the market go through this level with meaningful volume and stay there for multiple days, not just a day or two. I want to see this for weeks, is 39.34. If we can do that, then I believe we can get above 4,000 and stay there. Now, if we can't, which I think is more of the reality here, and I've been trying to brace you for a while now for volatility in 2023 and more downward pressure, the support levels, and you'll see I have a few, 37.83. So if we get through 37.83, next stop is 37.20. Next stop is 36.57. So there's a few levels there before we start testing the lows of last year, which again could potentially be 34.50 to 3200. That's what my research is showing. I know that's painful, but like I've been saying for a long time, we've got to see that capitulation before I actually call the bottom.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.